One of India's most distinctive traditions seems to be dying out. For centuries, the chewing of betel leaves, or pan, has been a habit that's crossed caste and economic lines, from the poorest farmer to the richest Maharaja. But the leaf and the time-consuming ritual of preparing it is rapidly giving way to a far more convenient but dangerous habit, chewing tobacco. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from New Delhi.
A pan is a plump little bundle of flavor that consists of various spices and sweeteners spread on a betel leaf and folded into a neat packet. Pan used to be the daily chew of everyone, from rickshaw pullers to wealthy gold merchants. It's believed to be good for digestion, so it's often served to guests after a nice meal in a home or restaurant. Pan leaves have a distinctive flavor and texture, depending on where they're grown, and connoisseurs debate which are the best, just like fine wines. Dulal Behra is a pan leaf broker in Chandni Chowk, in the vast market in Delhi's old city. Behra says his family has been in the pan business at this location for some 60 years, but the business is dwindling. He blames competition from a type of pan mixed with chewing tobacco called gutkha, which is cheap and sold in single-serving pouches in small shops everywhere. Gutkha sales have soared in recent years, but Richard Mahapatra, a journalist who studied the pan market, says there are cultural changes in India that lead people to prefer tobacco over pan. For one thing, he says, people are coming to prefer fast foods over more traditional fare, and pan preparation is not fast.
If you really want to spread a good pan that you prefer to have, it will take at least 10 minutes, but the chewing tobacco comes ready-made.
Pan is also more expensive than tobacco, around 45 cents for a basic sweet pan versus less than a penny for a dose of gutkha. Regular pan use can also stain the teeth and lips a bright red. Mahapatra, a senior reporter at the environmental magazine Down to Earth, says that's something that modern Indians try to avoid. That's not the case with Jitender Verma, a panwala or pan maker in Old Delhi. His mouth is a scarlet gash, and his beringed fingers are stained red as well. He says he's been part of this family business for 40 years. He describes the steps that go into making up a simple pan, beginning by spreading the betel leaf with lime paste.
Roasted tobari.
Then he adds a chutney for flavoring.
Flavor chutney.
Then he adds chunks of roasted betel nut and sweet condiments. Finally, he folds the leaf into a neat triangle held together with a toothpick.
Just take a bite of it, the whole thing. Mmm, it's juicy. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really good. It's really good. It's very sweet and fresh.
There's almost always a line outside a good pan stall where customers watch as the maestro prepares each treat. The lines are shorter than they used to be, though, and the competition is everywhere. Just down the street from Verma's stall, a street vendor displays long strips of mass-produced pouches of chewing tobacco, and the street is littered with empty packets. India's government is considering whether to ban chewing tobacco as a public health hazard, but even if the ban goes through, it's not clear whether that will revive the tradition of chewing pan. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It doesn't sound like a fair fight. New York City is one of the culinary capitals of the world, and Trenton is the capital of New Jersey. But out of Trenton comes a serious new challenge to New York, a new campaign laying claim to the oldest pizzeria in America. It should just be a matter of math, right? Just count the years in operation. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, it is not that simple.
A Trenton tomato pie starts out like any other pizza with the dough, which has to be flattened by hand. Then things start to get a little, well, weird.
We put the dough out first, then we put cheese on, then we put the tomatoes on the top because it tastes better. I could tell you a lot of other reasons, but that's the basic.
This is Nick Azzaro, the owner of Papa's Tomato Pies. Azzaro is a third-generation pie man with the thick mustache and frizzy gray hair to prove it.
You want to look at my crooked fingers?
What do you get crooked fingers from?
From pressing out the dough. for years and years and years. I've been making pies ever since I was 14 years old. And I'm now 64. And I could tell you, unless there's somebody else who's going to pop up, we're the oldest pizza restaurant in the United States.
For a while, Azzaro was happy to call himself the country's second oldest pizzeria, after Lombardi's in New York City, which started selling pies in 1905, 7 years before Papa's. But a few months ago, Azzaro's customers told him something he didn't know, that Lombardi's was closed for a decade.
That nullifies their being the oldest, because if they're closed for 10 years, they're closed.
But try telling that to Lombardi's. Pizzas fly in and out of the coal-burning oven at this landmark pizza joint in Manhattan's Little Italy neighborhood. It's only the middle of the afternoon, but the place is already crowded with foodies and tourists who flocked to eat at America's first pizzeria.
Gennaro Lombardi was the first to put a pizza in America.
John Brescio runs Lombardi's. He doesn't deny that the original Lombardi's closed in 1984 or that the current restaurant reopened a few doors down from the original 10 years later. Still, Brescio doesn't seem too worried about his competition, including the man he refers to as the fella from New Jersey.
When you call yourself the first, you got to be on target, because there's always a guy that's trying to say he was before you, or that somebody else died, or somebody, or whatever. But my mind is really on making my pizza.
Brescio is still making his pizza the way Gennaro Lombardi used to, in a coal-fired oven with fresh mozzarella and crushed tomatoes.
Can we just have a large margarita?
Ed Levine wrote the book on pizza. It's called Pizza, A Slice of Heaven. He says semantic disputes about first and oldest are nothing new.
Pizza lore is filled with internecine warfare and, you know, who did what. And they've been battling over these questions and these issues and claims ever since I've been writing about pizza. And that's part of the fun of pizza.
Truth be told, Papa's Tomato Pies in Trenton isn't in its original location either, and the coal oven is long gone. But Nick Azzaro says if anyone deserves the title of oldest pizzeria, it belongs with him in New Jersey.
I put my time in. I've been here since I was a kid. And I held up my grandfather's recipes and his name, and so maybe I deserve it.
Azzaro isn't waiting for anyone to hand him the title. There used to be a sign in the window that said, "You've just eaten at the second oldest tomato pie restaurant in the United States." Now the sign is back up, with a piece of tape over the word second. Azzaro says the crowds aren't lining up around the block yet. Joel Rose, NPR News.